Well, the news is next, and then we're back with more love songs. This is BBC Radio 2, online, on digital, and at 88 and 91.
BBC News at 10 o'clock. This is Ricky Salmon. The Home Secretary is to relax police targets for tackling minor offences, to allow officers in England and Wales to focus on combating the most serious violent crimes. It's part of the government's Tackling Violence Action Plan, which will be unveiled tomorrow. Other proposals include the use of metal detectors at school gates to stop young people taking weapons into class. Marvin Ozumwigi from the Boyhood to Manhood Foundation, which helps children from troubled backgrounds, says he's backing the plan.
I think it's going to make a huge difference because it's going to serve as a deterrent for the people committing the crimes, you know, because there are going to be harsher laws that's going to be imposed on them, so it's going to make them think twice about committing these crimes.
A bomb attack in Afghanistan has killed at least 80 people. Witnesses say the device was triggered by a suicide bomber in the southern city of Kandahar. Dozens of people have been wounded, some seriously. The leader of one of Pakistan's main opposition parties, Asif Ali Zardari, has appealed for calm after a suicide bombing at an election meeting killed 37 people. Mr. Zardari, the widower of the assassinated party leader Benazir Bhutto, said the bombers wanted Pakistan to give up the path to democracy. Oral tests may be dropped from GCSE language examinations. The Qualifications and Curriculum Authority is likely to accept a recommendation from Lord Deering, who carried out a review of language teaching, that one-off oral tests were not a reliable guide to a pupil's ability. Helen Myers from the Association for Language Learning says there are better ways of testing a student's knowledge.
To assess such a large part of an exam, 25% in what could be just 7 minutes, I think makes it very different from any other subjects. Obviously, you know, we accept that you have to have tests to make something valid and reliable, but just not in the current format.
Kosovo is expected to declare independence from Serbia today and become Europe's 46th country. The province has been under the administration of the United Nations since 1999. Dawd Doughty, a former spokesperson for the Kosovan government, says everyone is getting ready for the declaration.
Officially, it hasn't. The date and the time hasn't been announced yet, but everybody knows that at 3 o'clock today, the parliament will pass several laws and will draft and pass the Declaration of Independence. And the Prime Minister, most probably with the President, will come out and read the declaration, and probably a new flag, a Kosovan flag, will be revealed, and so the party will start.
A police officer in Florida has been arrested after a videotape emerged of her tipping a paralyzed man out of his wheelchair. Charlotte Marshall-Jones has been charged with abusing a disabled person. And the weather cold but dry and sunny everywhere, and tonight there'll be a widespread frost. BBC News, 3 minutes past 10. Our next at 11.
Thank you. Welcome back. This is Love Songs.